So you've heard me say that when there's a long gospel, there's a short homily. I would say that the opposite should apply, yes? Yes, he agrees. There's one. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. It's written in Scripture that before you were formed in the womb, I chose you, and I knew you as you were being formed in the womb. I know who you are. I knew who you were. And my plan for you is unfolding. I can't think of a relationship that is more intimate than that. That before you were even conceived, I knew who you were, and I had chosen you. Jesus Christ is telling us that. And he's telling it to a group of people who understand the relationship between shepherd and sheep. A shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. In Jesus' time, at the end of the day, the shepherds would build an enclosure and they would lay across the opening, literally, so that the sheep couldn't get out, and if anything threatened them, they would be awakened. The shepherd would literally lay down his life for his sheep. I can't think of anything more intimate than that. And so we celebrate that today, the Good Shepherd. Jesus Christ's words so often come down to us today. They were meant for the disciples or for the men and women who were listening to him, but they resonate with us today as well, because he's telling us, before you were formed, I knew you. Before you were formed, I chose you. The triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, alive in our hearts, directing our lives, directing our missions, directing our prayers, directing our community. So much a part of it that we can't imagine what it would be like not to have God in our lives. And I will tell you that it's not a four-lane highway. The relationship with God is not a four-lane highway. It's not meant to be. Neither, however, is it a brick wall or a cliff that we jump off of. But it challenges us. We need to stay awake, we need to stay involved, we need to stay engaged in this relationship. There's lots of things in Scripture, but nowhere does it say it's okay to be complacent. Just rest on your laurels. You've got this thing, you're praying, you're going to Mass, you're doing ministry. Take it easy, relax. I haven't read that anywhere. So we continue to celebrate Easter. The Gospel of John that we're wandering through, he's in his Eucharistic discourse, and he's talking about these things to the disciples. So I would encourage you to continue to celebrate the resurrection. Continue to celebrate that moment in human history when God's plan was completed and the balance was restored. We were redeemed. Our sins forgiven, and the commitment that God had made so long ago was fulfilled. To be a part of our lives, to be a part of who we are. Every time we come to the communion table, the same Jesus that gave these words to his disciples are present, and we take them into our bodies. Now, our poor bodies think, well, you know, this is just some okay bread and not bad wine. Our hearts and our minds and our souls know differently. Jesus Christ, present in me, with me. You can't get more intimate with God than that in this world. Enjoy that moment. Savor it. That's the reason Jesus Christ came, so that at that moment he could give us the gift that he gave us for always and for all time.